Well, בעזרת השם, we are in page nun zayin amud bet. אברהם, אתה השלמת אתמול? דיברת על זה? You made it? עד השתי נקודות, let's say. עד אתנו רבנן. אתה רואה מרקוליס. נון זיין. נון זיין, עמוד בית. תנו רבנן, it's a brighta. הרואה מרקוליס. אמן. נצר. The place that people worship idols in that place. In the middle of the wide, real wide lines. 15 lines from the end or so. תנו רבנן, 2 points in the middle. תנו רבנן. הרואה מרקוליס, if a man saw that place, the people worship that idol that called מרקוליס. אומר, he should say, ברוך שנתן ערך אפיים לעוברי רצונו. Thank you Hashem that you're so merciful, that you're patient and you're waiting even for the ones that are worshiping idols, that they're going to do tshuva. And if you're so kind to wait for them, even more so that you're going to wait for us, that we're trying to keep your will. מקום שנעקרה ממנו עבודת כוכבים, if he comes to a place that an idol been uprooted from that place, they ruined that place, people are not worshiping idols in that place anymore, אומר, he should say, ברוך שעקר עבודת כוכבים ומזלות מארצנו. Blessed is the one that uprooted idols from our land. So from it we can understand that we're talking about the man that was in Eretz Israel, because he called it Arzenu, outside of Eretz Israel. It's not our land, it's a land that we're living over there maybe, but it's not our land. Our land is Eretz Israel. וכשם שנעקרה ממקום זה, and he should ask another request from Hashem, exactly like that idol been uprooted from this place, כן תעקר מכל מקומות ישראל. Please uproot it, take it away from all of the places that Am Israel are sitting in. והשב לב עובדיהם לעובדיך. And please make the hearts of the one that worship those idols to serve you, to worship you. ובחוץ לארץ, and in outside of Eretz Israel, אין צריך לומר, you don't have to say, והשב לב עובדיהם לעובדיך. Bring the heart of the ones that worship idols to serve you. מפני שרובה עובדי כוכבים, because that most of the people that worship idols over there are non-Jews. And on non-Jews, the opinion now of Tanakama is to say that we don't need to pray on them. They're worshiping idols, this is their job. We don't need to pray on them that they're going to do tshuva. But רבן שמעון בן אלעזר, רבי שמעון בן אלעזר, רבי שמעון בן אלעזר, this is the grandson of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, that he is רבי שמעון בן אלעזר, בן רבי שמעון, the son of רבי שמעון, so it's the grandson of רבי שמעון that named after רבי שמעון, אומר, and he is saying, אף בחוץ לארץ צריך לומר כן, even outside of ארץ ישראל you should say that, that you're praying that the ones that were worshiping idols now gonna worship only Hashem. Why? מפני שעתידים להתגייר, because in the future they all gonna be convert, gonna be Jewish, gonna convert. all of them going to be Jewish. שנאמר, that it says, אז אהפוך אל עמים שפה ברורה. Then I'm gonna change the language. I'm gonna turn over to the nations and gonna speak with them in a clear language, in a understandable way that they're gonna be able to understand. דרש רב המנונה. רב המנונה said, הרואה בבל הרשעה. A man that sees בבל הרשעה. בבל הרשעה. This is that land of Bavlim that destroyed Eretz Israel, that ruined Beit HaMikdash. If you see places of Bavel Arsha'a, צריך לברך חמש ברכות. You should say five kinds of blessings. Ra'a Bavel, if he saw mamash, the ruin of the city Bavel. The city Bavel is not exist anymore, but you know, archaeology, if he saw the ruins of Bavel, old Bavel, ancient Bavel, Omer, he should say, Baruch, means Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, mamash, a complete bracha, Shecheriv Bavel Arsha'a, that destroyed, that ruined wicked Bavel, horrible Bavel. Thank you, Hashem, that you ruined that nation. The nation, the city that ruined Beit HaMikdash, that destroyed Jerusalem. In the generation of Chorban Beit HaMikdash, more than 1 million Jews been slaughtered and died in Jerusalem. It wasn't only the Beit HaMikdash. Over 1 million Jews been murdered only in Jerusalem in the days of Chorban Beit HaMikdash. It was mamash in Holocaust. It was it's an old history, so we don't remember. But over a million Jews, children and women and kids, been slaughtered, mamash, been murdered here in Jerusalem. Over 1 million Jews in a few days. Ra'a beito shel Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the ruin of the palace of the Nebuchadnezzar, the king, that he was the one that destroyed, Omer, he should say, Baruch Shechriv. Baruch means Baruch Ata Hashem. Mamash Ebracha, with all of the halachot that depends in Ebracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. Shechriv Beito Shel Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. They destroyed the house of Nebuchadnezzar, the evil Nebuchadnezzar. Ra'a Gov Shel Arayot. If he sees the, how you say Gov, it's a pit.
Wine's den?
What? Den? Den?
Not a pen, but a den.
Den?
Den. A lion's den.
A lion's den.
Daniel.
Means the same one that Daniel been thrown to, that one. Or Kibshan Ha'esh. Or the fire, the
furnace
of fire that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah been thrown to that one and had that miracle. Also, Daniel had that miracle that the lion couldn't attack him, didn't wanted to, maybe even. It's written that the angel was closing their mouths, that they were not going to eat him alive. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah had a miracle like Abraham Avinu, that they've been thrown to the fire and nothing, haven't been damaged. So, Omer, he should say, Baruch means Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, שעשה ניסים לאבותינו במקום הזה. Blessed is the one that made miracles to our fathers in that place. Ra'a Merkulis, if he saw that idol Merkulis, he should say that bracha, Baruch, שנתן ערך הפיים, אורך הפיים, לעוברי רצונו. Blessed is the one that still have patience to the ones that are doing things against him. And if he's got patience for them, for sure, even more so, that he's going to wait for us until that we're going to do tshuva. Ra'a makom shenotlin mimeno afar. If he saw a place that people are taking earth from that place, they would do that weird thing. Rashi is saying there is a place in Babel that animals are not going out from that place if people will not, if the ones that worship idols will not gonna put afar earth on them from the earth of that place for that ground. Behu siman hashmad umikilelotea shel Babeli. It's one of the curses that Hashem cursed Babel, that there is another opinion here, we're going to read it, Rashi. Umikelilotea shel Babel, it's one of the curses of Babel. And in the book that calls Yesod, Morenu Harav Rabbi Yitzchak, I saw, Rashi is saying, he saw, Shenotlim Misham Afar, that people would take earth from that place, Letit Lebinyane HaMakom, to make cement, to make stones, for building the place that calls Babel. וסוף סוף, and actually finally that place, אותו מקום, אין בו ישוב ולא זרע ולא נתינה. There is no use in that place at all. They're not growing nothing in that place. So actually, if you see, so it's one, and one of the curses that Hashem cursed is that also the earth that of Babel going to be uprooted from its place. Means that Mamash Hashem said something so bad on Babel that is going to happen, be for them, going to happen for them, that they will not going to have even earth to rebuild themselves if they will want in the future, after that he's going to uproot them. So actually, if you see a place that they're still building themselves from that place, still taking earth from that place to build Babel, so you should say that bracha. So we should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Omer Ve'Oseh Gozer U'Mekayem. You're saying and you're doing, you made a decree and you're keeping it and you're making it happen. Means we're giving more powers to Hashem Yitbarach to stand in His decrees, to say and to do and to keep what that He promised to us, that He's going to destroy Babel Arsha'ah. Evil Babel. What? Babel? Now it's in Iraq. Now Iraq are over there. Iraq now is over there. Rava. What? I don't know. Never been there, Baruch Hashem. Rava. Rava is saying, Ki hava chaze chamre deshak leafra. When he saw donkeys that were taking earth from that place, outside of the city, from that place, Tarif lehu yada al gabayu. He was, how you say, tofeach.
Slapped them on their backs.
Slapped them on their backs, on those donkeys. Ve'amar, and he was saying, Rehutu tzadike lemebad reuta demaraihu. Run, righteous donkeys, to serve Hashem, to make the, to keep the will of the Creator. Means when he saw donkeys that takes earth from Babel to outside of Babel, he was cheering them up to keep on doing their good job, to take away the earth, the ground, the earth from Babel. Mar Bereder Avina also said, Ki hava mate le Babel, that when he would reach Babel, hava shakil afra besudare, he was taking earth in his clothes, in his coat, veshade levara, and he was throwing it outside of Babel. He would take earth from Babel and throwing it outside of the borders of Babel. לקיים מה שנאמר, because he wanted to keep that verse that been said in Ishaya, ותתיה במתתי השמד. I was, and I'm gonna sweep it with the broom of destruction, to destroy Babel totally. That even the earth of Babel gonna be swept outside. Amar Rav Ashi said, Anna, on me, he was talking about himself. Had Rab Hamnuna lo shamia li. What did Rab Hamnuna said? Those five things, those five blessings that we just learned, that a man should bless when he reached Babel, if he sees the ruins of Babel, if he sees the ruin of the palace of Babel, of Nebuchadnezzar. Those words of Rab Hamnuna, he haven't heard. Ela midaatai berechitinhu lechulhu. But me myself, without hearing it from Rav Hamnona, I was blessing it from my heart. I had it in my heart. He was counting on himself to say brachot. Look which huge faith he had in himself, that he could count on himself, that he allowed to bless Hashem, to say baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam on something. I'm not telling you to do something like that, but we should understand. To say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, there is no sin in it. There is no avera to say it. If you're saying now, just on something, I don't know, someone helped you, you can bless Hashem on it. Someone bought your house, I don't know what. Something amazing happened to you in your life. Someone saved your life. And now you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that you gave me a house, that you saved my life. There is no sin in it. There is no sin in it at all. If you have in the halacha of mentioning the name of Hashem, to say Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, to say the word Adni, to say Hashem, to say Elokeinu, there is no sin in it if you have the right intention. In the field, you can call Hashem Amash in the name of Hashem. It's not a problem. David HaMelech is calling Hashem Hashem. Why? David was allowed for him, and for you it's not allowed? All of the verses in Tehillim that David HaMelech is saying the name of Hashem Yitbarach. You say verses, Adonai, Adonai, Shema Bekoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashubot Lekol Tachanunai. What's that? It's a regular request. Hashem, Hashem, like he's saying, Moshe, Moshe, Bevakasha, Takshivli, please listen to me. It's allowed. It's not a prohibition, it's allowed. So you need to understand. Mamash, a man should believe in himself. When you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach, you should talk to him like you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. There's no problem with it. You don't need to say Hashem, Hashem, Elokim. If you feel that your heart is not there and you're not sure that you really, really talk to Hashem, okay, be careful. And don't say Chas Shalom Shem Shamayim Lebatala. But if Mamash, you're with Hashem and you can talk to Hashem, you can call him in his name, it's allowed. You should. It's great.
If we're speaking English, we say like,
yes.
Shabbat,
when I'm talking to you, I'm sorry. What's your name? I'm sorry. Forget. Leib. I'm sorry. Baruch Hashem. When I'm talking to you in English, am I changing your name? I'm not going to change your name. So you can say Hashem in his Lashon HaKodesh name. This is his name. When you're calling him in other names, like to say God or the Creator, so you can talk in your language, but when you're calling him in his name, you're going to call me Dror, if you're talking English, Spanish, it's the same, this is me, this is him, this is his Havaya name, this is his name, Havaya, calling him. So you can see here that Rav Ashi had such a confidence in himself, that he was blessing those five brachot from his heart, from the bottom of his heart, mamash. Believed in himself that he is doing it the right thing. And actually, after a while, he found out that Rav Hamnuna, that was his rabbi, that was huge, he was saying the same brachot, taught us to say the same brachot. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiya, the son of Elazar, said, Nitkalela Bavel, when Bavel been cursed, Nitkalelu Shechenea, also the neighbors of Bavel been cursed. Nitkalela Shomron, but when Shomron been cursed, Nitbarchu Shechenea, her neighbors been blessed.
What are their neighbors?
The neighbors, the Gemara now gonna explain. Nitkalela Bavel, when Bavel been cursed, Nitkalelu Shechenea, her neighbors been cursed also, dichtiv, because it's written, Vesamtiha, I put Bavel Lemorash kipod ve'agme maim. That Babel, the place of Babel, gonna be inherited by the bird that calls Kost. Kost, it's like an owl. Means how you say predators, the birds that are predators. Predators means that people not gonna live there. Those are animals that go to live, to hide in ruins and places that people are not going to those places. And Agumei Maim, it's not lakes, it's swamps. Means places that people are not going to those places anymore. So those bad animals and all of the, you know, in swamps you have mosquitoes and all kinds of animals that can be dangerous. So it's going to curse also the environment, also other villages and cities that are close to that, because those predators are going to be there, over there. Nitkalela Shomron, when Shomron been cursed, nitbarchu shcheneha, her neighbors been blessed. Dichtiv, that it's written, vesamti Shomron, I put Shomron, le'i hasade lemata'e karem vegomer. When Am Israel been cursed like that, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Babel, so even the neighbors of Babel couldn't enjoy from the ruin of Babel. Adraba, it's been damaged the neighbors. But when Shomron been cursed, means that Hashem decided to punish Am Israel on their avonot. So actually you could see that kol ma she'oseh Hashem letova oseh, everything that Hashem is doing, he's doing from a good reason. So actually the neighbors of Am Israel, even though that city, that area couldn't be wasn't allowed to be used, and Am Israel being deported from that place, and still the neighbors been blessed by that, and all of the area of Shomron becomes to be le'i hasadeh, to become like a wonderful field, le'mat'e karem, to have to become to be vines, in place that people can plant over and to enjoy from those areas, from those, from that piece of earth of Shomron. Ve'amar Rav Amnuna, and Rav Amnuna said, Haro'e Uchluse Yisrael, a man that sees huge crowd, huge public of Am Israel, Omer, he should say, Baruch Chacham Harazim, blessed is the one, means Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham Harazim, the wise that know all secrets, means you are the one that know all of the thoughts of all of the hearts of all of that huge public. You know exactly what's going on in their hearts. Blessing Hashem on that. Uchluse of dekochavim, but if you see huge publics of people that worship idols, non-Jews, Omer, he should say, Bosha imchem, your mother, she is ashamed of you. Your mother, the verse is a lot longer in Yirmiyahu. The verse is saying, and he should say all of that verse. Bosha imchem, you're a disgrace to your mother. Meod, very much. Chafra yoladetchem, the one that gave birth to you, she is digging a grave for herself to hide from the disgrace. Kenisatchem yevoshu ukealchem ikalmu, your public gonna be shame and disgrace, and on and on and on. Tanu Rabbanan, Ebraita, Haro'e uchlesei Israel omer, a man that saw huge groups of Am Israel, he should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazim, the wise that knows all secrets. Why? She'ein da'atam doma ze laze, that their wisdom, their thoughts are not the same from one to the other. Ve'ein partzufehen domim ze laze, and their faces are not the same, and even though that they're so different one from the other, Hashem knows them all. Hashem understands each and every one of them and knows exactly what he's got in his heart. Ben Zoma, the Chacham that calls Ben Zoma, Ra'a Uchlusa, he saw a huge crowd of people, Al Gav Ma'ala Behar HaBayit, when he was standing on one floor in Beis HaMikdash and Har HaBayit. Over there he could see the huge publics that would gather to Beis HaMikdash in the Regalim, and he saw them and he said, Amar, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazim, the one that, the wise that knows all secrets. And he added and said, Ubaruch Shebara Kol Elu Leshamsheni, and blessed is the one that made all of those people to serve me. What it means? How can Rabben Zoma say that all of those people came to serve him? So the Rambam is saying on that, that Ben Zoma, he was specially the one that was fit to say that bracha, and not everyone can say that bracha, that all of those people have been created to serve me. But because he was a complete man in his wisdom and in his actions, and people like those are actually only a few individuals, and the rest of the people, tachlit, the purpose is to serve the individuals, the righteous people. But I wouldn't accept, I wouldn't explain like that. What's Rashi saying on that, if he is? Leshamsheni. Rashi is saying in a more simple way that is more understandable to people like us. And Rashi is saying, Leshamsheni, to serve me, that they are planting and that they are harvesting and planting, and I found everything ready. And this is a blessing that everyone can say. You're saying to serve me, but you don't mean that you're above them, that you're beyond them. You just understand, when you need to buy a sweatshirt, you go to the store and you buy a sweatshirt, but actually there were a lot of people that put a lot of effort on making that sweater. When you want to buy pickles, for you it's very easy, you're going to the store and you buy pickles. But really there are people that are waking up before of dawn to drive their trucks and to seed in their fields and to harvest and to take it all to the factory, and people are advertising that factory and selling those products, and the world is working that you're going to have that box of pickles to say Borei Peri Adama on one. So actually all of them been created that you're going to be able to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam and to eat that pickle. So it's amazing thing. So it's a very nice bracha actually, and not a bracha from a place that you're of kavod, that you deserve, that Adrabah, thank you Hashem that all of those people are helping me. Mamash, like Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Adam Tzarich Lomar, Kol HaOlam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvili, that all of the world haven't been created for nothing else except for me. What it means for me? That I'm going to rule and control on them? No, Chas V'Shalom. That I'm going to help them, that I'm going to support them, that I'm going to be there for them. You're buying those pickles, actually you're paying to each and every one of them their share. The factory already paid to the advertisers, but now you're paying to the factory and you're helping, you're supporting, you have good eye, you're thanking, you're paying, you're smiling, you're thanking on everyone, you have Karat HaTov, grateful, appreciation. Hu haya omer, Ben Zoma, he was saying, Kama yegi'ot yaga Adam HaRishon, how much effort Adam HaRishon had, Ad shematza pat le'echol, until that he found the bread, loaf of bread to eat. Charash, he had to plant, vezara, to seed, vekatzar. Charash, it's to dig. How do you call it charash?
Plow.
Plow? He was plowing and he was planting, vekatzar and harvesting, ve'imer, he was gathering the stalks to groups, ve'dash, he was hitting the stalks to take out the grains, ve'zara, and he was throwing it to the wind, that the wind gonna take all of the chaff and only the seeds gonna stay for him, ve'uberer, and he was removing the filth from it, all of the extra, the waste. Vetachan, and he was grinding it to flour. Vehirkid means put it in a napa. I say napa, like a sieve. A gentle sieve, a very thin sieve. Velash, and he was...
Kneading.
Eh?
To knead.
Kneading. Ve'afa, and baked. Ve'achar kach, achal. And after it, he could eat. Va'ani, and me, mashkim u'motzeh kol elu. I wake up in the morning, and I find all of those metukanin lefanai, ready for me. Just need to choose between Berman or Angel or white bread or brown one or whatever. It's so easy for you. וכמה יגיעות יגע אדם הראשון, and how much effort the first Adam had, עד שמצא בגד ללבוש, until that he found clothes to wear, גזז, he had to cut the wool from the sheep, וליבן, and to wash it, to make it white, וניפץ, and to comb it, to separate between the fibers, וטבע, and made strings out of it, וערג, and made a cloth, ואחר כך מצא בגד ללבוש, and only then he found clothes that he's able to wear. ואני, but me, משקים ומוצא כל אלו מתוקנים לפניי, finding everything fixed, just ready for me to wear. כל אומות, all of the nations, שוקדות ובאות לפתח ביתי, putting a lot of effort and coming to the entrance of my house, bringing the merchandise. ואני משקים ומוצא כל אלו לפניי, and me, I'm waking up early and I find all of their products in front of my house, in front of me. הוא היה אומר, בן זומה, he was saying, אורח טוב, מה הוא אומר? A good guest, what he is saying? כמה טרחות טרח בעל הבית בשבילי? How much effort the בעל הבית made for me, just for me? כמה בשר הביא לפניי? How much meat he brought in front of me? כמה יין הביא לפניי? How much wine he brought in front of me? כמה גלוסקאות הביא לפניי? How many rolls, small rolls of bread he brought in front of me? וכל מה שטרח, and all of his effort, לא טרח אלא בשבילי. He have made all of that effort only for me. אבל אורח רע מה הוא אומר, but a bad guest, what he's saying, מה תורך תרח בעל הבית זה? What the effort that בעל הבית made? Is it for me? פת אחת אכלתי, one loaf of bread I was eating, חתיכה אחת אכלתי, one piece of meat I was eating, כוס אחד שתיתי, one cup of wine, כל תורך שתרח בעל הבית זה, all of that effort that the בעל הבית made, לא תרח אלא בשביל אשתו ובניו. He was doing it only for his wife and children. Wasn't for me. על אורח טוב, מה הוא אומר? What's the verses? What's the חומש? The Torah? What she's saying on a good guest? זכור כי תסגי פעולו אשר שוררו אנשים. Remember Hashem that you're going to make him grow. He's going to climb high. You're going to succeed his business, all of his actions, asher shoreru anashim, because he was praising, because he was singing, he was praising the Baal HaBayit, so you Hashem going to pay for him good reward, good, he's going to have a success because of what that he was praising. Al oreach raktiv, and on a bad guest it's written, lachen yereu anashim vegomer, לא יראה כל חכמי לב. People will not gonna enjoy from him. People gonna be afraid of him. And this is why he won't have good company, because that we didn't know how to appreciate. Avram, when the shiur of Rav Natan is starting, really? Now? 11? So let's finish now and let's read Rashi fast, Bezrat Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, from yesterday we're going to do tshuva. Rashi was starting. Lev of the Hem, the heart of the one that worship idols, al poshei Israel mitpalel, on the ones that are criminal from Am Israel, sinners of Am Israel, he is praying. Kivshan she'el esh, fire, how you call that? Furnace. Chafira, it's a digging, it's a cave like that. Shehusak bakivshanam shel Chananiah, Mishael ve'Azariah, that they lit the fire of Chananiah, Mishael ve'Azariah over there, that furnace. מקום שנוטלים ממנו אפר, מקום יש בבבל, there is a place in Babel that there is no animal goes out of that place, אין בהמה יוצאה משם, אם אין נותנים עליה אפר, if people are not putting earth on that animal, מאפר המקום, from the earth of that place, והוא סימן השמד, and this is a sign for the destruction, ומכלילותיה של בבל היא, and it's from the curses of Babel. ובייסוד, in the book called יסוד מהרר יצחק, היסוד, ראיתי רשי סיין, שנוטלים משם אפר לטיט לבנייני המקום, that they're putting that as a cargo on the animals to carry, to build בבל. וסוף סוף אותו מקום, אין בו יישוב ולא זרע ולא נטייה, and actually in that place, no one is planting, no one is growing, nothing. גוזר ומקיים, that Hashem made a decree, and keeping it, שגזר להשמידה וקיים, that Hashem made a decree to destroy it, and he is keeping it. נתקללה בבל, נתקללו שכניה, when בבל been cursed, so also the neighbors of בבל been cursed. כלומר, אוי לרשע, אוי לשכנו, like the verse is saying, אוי to the wicked man, אוי to his neighbor. כעת וכיפות, those animals, predators, חיות ועופות רעים, bad animals, bad birds. ומזיקין את השכנים, and they're damaging the neighbors. אבל אי השדה ומטעי כרם, but the field and the vines that שנתקללו בה ערי ישראל, that the cities of ארץ ישראל been cursed in those words, הנאה היא לשכנים. Actually, it's a satisfaction for the neighbors. He told them, you will not going to have houses, it's going to be vines and fields. So actually, it wasn't a curse so much. Yes, it is. The house has been ruined, but actually, still the place was blessed. By Hashem. Uchluse chayil gadol shel 60 ribo, a huge public of 600,000 people. Chacham arazim, wise that know all secrets, hayodea ma shebelev kol elu, that knows the hearts of each and every one of those. Leshamsheni, to serve me, shehem chorshim vezorim v'ani motze muchan, that they are plowing and seeding, and I find everything ready. כל אומות שוקדות ובאות לפתחי, all of the nations are coming to the entrance of my house. עשיר היה, he was rich, והכל באין אצלו לסחורה, and everyone wanted to make business with him. This is it, thank you very much. Thank you very much.